A new report says critical decisions by African leaders helped turn the tide in West Africa's Ebola outbreak. The Tony Blair Africa Governance Initiative, or AGI, says there is no substitute for political leadership. Writing in the AGI report, Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says, "It's critical for people of the Ebola-affected countries to have a stake in their own futures." She says that governments should steer the course, but everyone must take a turn to row. Dan Heimowitz is head of the British Charities Insight and Learning Program and co-author of The State of Emergency, How Government Fought Ebola.
We worked in the three countries on the Ebola response. This is a report that's been developed based on our experience, our work, and what we saw. And what we saw is that while there's a perception out there that international actors, international organizations are primarily responsible for getting Ebola under control, what we saw is that it was Ghanaians, Sierra Leoneans, and Liberians who really stepped up to manage this crisis.
The report cites specific decisions made by the leaders of Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. For example, Sierra Leone President Ernest Bai Koroma ordered the military to take the lead against Ebola because the Ministry of Health lacked resources.
I think that one was important, just recognizing that this wasn't purely a health challenge. A lot of the challenges of managing this crisis was getting